Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Has created, for this is a day that he has created for us to worship him, for we do know that it's important for us to honor the fourth commandment, which is remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord thy God, Ahayah. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant. It's a time of worship. Let's go before our Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have created. We thank you for the 6 days of labor. Thank you for our well-being and wherewithal, the activities of our limbs. We thank you for what we have, for we are content, such things that we have. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You are tuned into the Social Change Action Network, and this is the Israelite Way of Life teaching that is indicative of our culture that was handed down to us from our forefathers as we begin to come back to understanding who we really are as it pertains to what was outlined in the scriptures and what he's called us to and what he originally intended for us prior to the curses. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, we are trying to bring our people back to the blessings, that particular aspect of the chapter, which our forefathers have gotten away from, because we do know that when we do return to the wilderness, we will be back up under the rod. We practice our culture. We practice the laws. We practice the commandments, for this is his will. This is the gospel. Once a man turns from his wicked ways, he must turn to something. We don't do a 360-degree turn. It's a 180-degree turn back to the guidelines that he's established. We know that the commandments are a moral blueprint for our lives. And trust me, it is a much blessed and better way of living your life and conducting your life. Know that conducting your life after these principles, these statutes, these commandments will cause blessings to pursue you, to overtake you as you seek the Father. And the only way to seek him is by trying to do everything he originally commanded. Commandments were never done away with. This is popular teaching in your churches today to get you to live a lifestyle that is comparable to this modern-day culture, copying the ways of the heathen. And as we go back to 70 AD with Constantine, and we see that original Christianity of the apostles, the disciples then, who were called Christians by the Greeks because they followed Christ, but they never left the platform, as you can see in Acts, the 13th chapter, of the commandments and the statutes. They never got away from it. They didn't start celebrating Christmas, Easter, and all those other pagan holidays after Christ left here. They did not convert to the Roman calendar in their way of doing things. They continued in the ways that Christ established, because he was at the Passover. He was at the feast. He kept the feast. He broke bread with his disciples. He came to fulfill, expand, and confirm the law, not do away with it. So we need to understand that the law is definitely still a part of our lives, but we do have grace. And because of grace and mercy, when we fall short, we yet stand and try and continue with our task. Having done all you can to stand, you have to stand anyway. But understand, more importantly, it's important to keep in mind that even with us trying to keep the laws, that we don't want to become self-righteous, I think that we're better than others. There are things that we don't have to do. It's still important that we live a holy life, a Kodesh life set apart, and that we put off the old man, the old ways, and it's important that we gather ourselves for convocations and fellowship. What we used to originally do on the Sabbath has become what we do on Sunday. So, you know, we have to try to learn how to infuse those two things. But as I was originally stating, we find that we're living in a culture now where things are being infused. Modern-day society is trying to bring into what we call the church everything they do, to the point where now we copy the world and we say that this is a tool for reaching the lost. And that's backwards. That's not what the Most High intended. That was a concept of man and paganism to get us to do those things. Come back to the statutes, commandments, and the laws. On the Sabbath, we don't like to, I don't understand for the life of me why a lot of people on the Sabbath and their teachings like to get into current events, politics, and other things that are going on in society. There's a lot of fear mongering out here in social media and on the airwaves. If there's no purpose in you bringing information, now I do know that our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So let me give you an example. If you're going to tell people that the dangers of GMOs, genetically modified organisms and vegetables and fruits, then you should provide the alternative and let them know what this is doing to them and why they shouldn't eat it, and then let them know what they should eat and where they can find it in different resources. But if you're just going to tell people about the Earth's policies, the government, and what they're doing, and it doesn't lead to anything that's fruitful, then you're fear-mongering, and that doesn't help our people, which is why today should be set aside in getting people to fear the Most High. We teach this word to bring people back to this word and keep them focused on this word, because everything the government is going to do with these policies to destroy families and rumors of wars, these things have already been prophesied. We believe in Scripture, so we know it's going to manifest. We know it's going to happen. But to constantly tell people every week, this happened, they're doing this, this is going to happen. We know the end game. We know what it's going to lead to. But is your life in good standing with the Most High? Are you drawing closer to Him? Are you learning to do His precepts, His commandments, His statutes? Are you preparing yourself spiritually and keeping your temple ready for His soon return? And this is the most important thing. That's all we should talk about on the Shabbat. We have other days where we could get into questions and answers and the prophets and the gospels. We can talk about those things. But on the Shabbat, we should reverence Him, reflect on Him, and allow our bodies to be refreshed. But we don't need to worry about what man is doing, his monitoring of us through social media, his newest bomb, his newest trick, his newest vaccination, his newest agenda. We don't need to focus on that. That's wrong focus, and you're putting fear into people. And a lot of you have gotten addicted to hearing these messages, because they'd be like, oh, did you hear about this? This is knowledge. And, you know, I heard somebody say that knowledge is the new gangster, because everybody is taking a lot of arrogance and saying, I've got knowledge. And there's knowledge everywhere. If it's the right knowledge, I won't say it's the right knowledge, but everybody claims to know a whole lot these days. So it's popular to say that I'm in the know and I've got all this information. It's become too popular. So we're starting to get away from the one and only true knowledge, the truth, that can change people, which is the gospel. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. If you're going to be a truther, you can't be a truther unless you have the Messiah, whatever you want to call him, because some of you are fighting over the names. But if you know Christ, you know him in your heart. If you know the Messiah, if you believe in the Son, you know who he is. You know, that there's a lot of titles that people are giving him. But we just want to know that he is the Son of the Most High. So today, what we're going to focus on today is, we get into the commandments. There are over 600 commandments. Those Khazarian Jew wish people over in Israel today tried to say there's 613 exact based on their Talmudic studies. But you know what? Those 600 aren't even applicable. There's only 200 and something commandments applicable to us today, because we don't have the temple, and we're under captivity. We're in America. We can't fulfill and keep all of the laws. You are right. But these ones, such as the Sabbath, and the one that I'm going to talk about today, which is the fifth commandment, honor your mother and father, we're going to try and do everything we can in our power to keep the commandments that are applicable, indicative of our times and our culture and where we are. That's what we're going to try and talk about. Now, the reason I want to talk about the honoring your mother and father, because an interesting situation, conversation came up with me and another brother about the holidays that just passed. And a lot of us that come into the truth know that Thanksgiving and Christmas are pagan holidays. Christmas is something that I would never keep. Thanksgiving has always been a family time. I'm not an advocate of Thanksgiving, because it's actually a day of mourning. Well over 500,000 of the children of Gad, our brothers and sisters of the children of Israel, were destroyed and killed by pilgrims, marauders of the land, people that came here to just destroy, looking for us, the lost tribes. And it's a day of mourning that we should reflect on. To be honest, on that day was the corn fest for the children of Gad. They were being friendly and trying to show hospitality to these strangers, and after doing so, they were destroyed. But the conversation came up about being with family, and the brother told me that he was going to take advantage of the fact of being with his family, take advantage of it as an opportunity for him to spread the truth of Christ and these laws. And I think a lot of us need to start to use wisdom as we're waking up and realize that if we're going to be light and salt, we've got to be amongst darkness or be amongst something to tenderize and use wisdom and stand in a capacity where people can ask you questions. A lot of times you don't have to talk. It's your actions that speak louder than your words. When they see you abstaining from eating pork, when they see you calling the name of the Messiah. Now, I refer to him as Yeshua HaMashiach, but there's people who want to call him Emmanuel, Yeshua, and some that just want to say Jesus as it is in the scriptures. But when they see you praying to him and living a lifestyle that's indicative of the way he walked, that will cause people to want to ask you questions, take notice. And so I want to talk about the fifth commandment, honoring your mother and father, because there's a lot of you who become real disrespectful after you come into the knowledge of the truth, and you begin to go off on your own family and your parents. And I'll admit, when I first started learning some things, I got a little zealous because I come from a household of pastors. And I wanted to quickly tell them, you have not been telling us the truth. You've been teaching us different stuff. Look, this is what's up. And, you know, and we were clashing, bumping heads. And it's important. You need your parents need you. And I know a lot of people want to go to the scripture in Matthew, who is my family? Who is my mother and father? Those that do the will of the Most High. But a lot of you take that scripture out of context. Because you need to understand that people are going to be judged based upon the knowledge and information they had, what they did with the knowledge and information they had. Why am I saying that? Because some of you all know that you had praying grandmothers that did not come into the knowledge of the truth, but they prayed for your crusty behind and kept you out of a lot of trouble. I had to say it that way because a lot of you have gotten puffed up with your knowledge, and we're going to go into it today. I'm just going to read a scripture that's going to cover all of this. A lot of you have gotten puffed up with knowledge and forgotten where you came from. And those prayers, based upon the relationship some of your grandparents had with the Most High, actually brought you to the place where you could come into this knowledge of truth and progress and take us as a people higher and prepare us for the soon return of the Messiah. So the Most High in his infinite wisdom knows what he's doing. And he, along with the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, wakes people up, draws who he will, and wakes you up in a certain time and gives you the information he wants to give you. And that's what we must be mindful of. So let me move into this, because this is Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So it did not say honor your mother and father if they have the truth like you. No, it said honor your mother and father because you have to understand that you, Mr. Head of a camp, head of a church, head of all that, the Most High brought your mother and father together to bring you into the land so that you could get to where you are. And it's like he told Jeremiah, before you were formed in the belly, I knew you, anointed you, sanctified you, made you a priest. So everything you are, the Most High saw that and utilized those two persons to bring you here so that you could do what you're doing in the earth today. So for you to be just bitter and hateful towards your parents because you know more than them now, is not indicative of what he was describing in the scriptures, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I want to go to the wisdom of Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha, which is in the King James Bible of 1611, before they begin changing things. The precepts I'm going to use today, starting at the third verse, chapter 3, Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, in the third verse, whoso honoreth his father maketh an atonement for his sins. And he that honoreth, well, let me stop right there. Whoso honoreth his father maketh an atonement for his sins. I can stay here all day. I only have like a few minutes to read this chapter, the first part of this chapter. But let's dwell on that real quick. honoring your father, you are making atonement for your sins. This is in Ecclesiasticus, written by Solomon, 3:3. If you honor your father, you are atoning for sins. This is not talking about your father, the Most High. This is talking about your physical father here on the earth. Verse 4, I'm gonna move fast on this because a lot of this speaks for itself. And he that honors his mother is as one that layeth up treasure by honoring your mother. Verse 5, whoso honoreth his father shall have joy of his own children. And when he maketh his prayer, he shall be heard. How deep is that? Your prayers aren't being answered. Because you're in the truth now, and you're disrespecting your parents. Verse 6, he that honors his father shall have a long life, as we just read the fifth commandment is. And he that is obedient unto the Lord shall be a comfort to his mother. So if you are obeying these precepts now, and you got all this truth, and you're preaching the commandments, are you able to comfort your mom, or are you hiding away and leaving her stranded? You can't do nothing for her because you got you a passport and you're afraid of what's about to happen in Babylon because you don't trust the Most High to take care of you and your family and bring you out when it's time. When he said, I will gather my seed, my remnant, from the four corners of the earth. A lot of this flee doctrine stuff is based upon fear. You're trying to save your own life when only the Most High can save your life. Read Psalms 91, the 91st chapter, and you'll understand that. Let me look at verse 7. He that feareth the Lord will honor his father and will do service unto his parents after his masters. Verse 8, honor thy father and mother both in word and deed, that a blessing may come upon thee from them. For the blessing of the father establishes the houses of children, but the curse of the mother rooteth out foundations. Glory not in the dishonor of thy father. For thy father's dishonor is no glory unto thee. For the glory of a man is from the honor of his father. For the glory of a man is from the honor of his father. And a mother in dishonor is a reproach to the children. Verse 12, my son, help thy father in his age, and grieve him not as long as he liveth. This is something I even had to learn from. This stuff is important. These are commandments. This is expanding on the fifth commandment. This is the precept. Once again, Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, that was verse 12. I'm reading from verse 13. And if his understanding fail, have patience with him and despise him not. This is talking about as your mother and father begin to get older and senility starts to set in. Despise him not when thou art in full strength or in all thy abilities. That's what he's saying. Verse 14, for the reliving of thy father shall not be forgotten. I'm sorry, for the relieving of thy father shall not be forgotten. And what he's saying is it shall not be forgotten by the Most High. Second part of that verse says, and instead of sins, it shall be added to build thee up. These are those principles that we miss that enhance our own lives. Just like Isaiah 58 is a principle for prosperity, not this prosperity crap that's on TV now. Isaiah 58, we found out, we talked about, it's a way of prosperity by giving to people who don't have. It's a way of making sure your prayers are heard and your health is there by blessing others. So we miss the small things because we're so busy talking about, oh, revelations, and this is going to happen, and just scaring people, and you better get this, and we're going to do this, and guess what they did? And Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon formed against us can prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, we shall condemn. I'm not worried about what's prospering by man to destroy us and defeat us in Jacob's trouble. It's not going to work. You know why it's not going to work? Because I'm going to keep these precepts, and that's going to make sure that I'm in the remnant. And you will know that you are a part of this, not only by faith, by also what you see manifesting in your life, the blessings that prepare you, cover you, and push you to draw closer to him. Verse 15, in the day of thine affliction, it shall be remembered. There it is right there. Maybe I got ahead of myself. It's saying by taking care of your mother and father and honoring them in the day of thine affliction, it shall be remembered. Thy sins also shall melt away as the yea in fair warm weather. He that forsaketh his father is as a blasphemer. Forsaking your father because he doesn't know the truth or know as much as you or y'all fussing arguing, he that forsakes his father is a blasphemer. And he that angrieth his mother is cursed of God. Wow. It speaks for itself. I have to take a Selah moment so you let it just reflect on it. My son, go on with thy business in meekness, so shalt thou be beloved of him that is approved. The greater thou art, the more humble thyself, and thou shalt find favor before the Lord. Many are in, verse 19, many are in high place and of renown, but mysteries are revealed unto the meek. For the power of the Lord is great, and he is honored of the lowly. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to pick up verse 21 next week, the Most High willing, because it goes into something totally different about the arrogancy of those that seek mysteries and knowledge to know all these things. So that's a perfect segue into next week. Honor your mother and father. You need to go back, play this, spread this. This is the fifth commandment. On this day of the fourth commandment, on the Shabbat, because I want you to know that you don't have to forsake family gatherings altogether, but you do have to stand fast and not compromise. I am the brother, the elder, the, and I'm saying, as I always say at the end of every show, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey and not a destination. Quam Yasharallah, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Shabbat Shalom.
For a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idol. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. For a heart that will love him. longing for a child that will give them their all, give it all.